This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Cancer is an insidious part of life in the modern era, but for those who are mums of young children, it throws up a whole heap of unique challenges and questions and difficulties and fears as well, I guess. Mummy's Wish is a fairly new charity that reaches out to mums who are dealing with cancer. Gail Richardson is the co-founder of Mummy's Wish, and she's lived through cancer herself. Hi, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. I mean, we hear a lot about charities for kids with cancer, but not so much about what it's like for mums.
No, that's one of the reasons that we decided to set up, that we saw a bit of a gap in the services provided.
Yeah. And tell us a bit about your own experience with cancer, Gail.
Well, when I was about 3 months after my daughter was born, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it was a bit of obviously a very odd experience being that close after giving birth.
Mm.
And trying to understand what is happening to your body, that it's not necessarily baby-related.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Can you tell us a bit about what sort of, I guess, symptoms you had and what Hodgkin's lymphoma actually is? Because I'm not really familiar with it.
I had a lot of symptoms which I didn't realise were symptoms as well.
Yes.
So the main reason I'd gone to the doctor is fatigue, which, once again, after having a baby is expected.
Of course.
But my fatigue just was that ridiculous. It was, yeah, it was just so exhausting.
Yeah.
And I also had a chronic cough that I couldn't get rid of. So it was a chest x-ray that showed that I had a tumour in my chest.
Wow.
And Hodgkin's lymphoma is a cancer of the lymph system, so it can affect any of your lymph nodes pretty much from your neck down to your groin.
And it must have come as a total shock. I mean, because as you said, being really tired with a baby is fairly normal. So you probably weren't even thinking cancer, were you?
No, that's right. You know, you just think of maybe low iron.
Low iron,
something
exactly.
Nice and simple, fix for the tablet. But yes, it was a major shock, and especially of how big the tumour was, which was 5 by 7 centimetres.
Wow. So yes. What did your treatment involve then, Gail?
Yes, I had 6 months of chemotherapy, which involved going to the hospital once a fortnight. And after that, I had 1 month of radiotherapy.
How were you feeling with your baby? And, I mean, who looked after your baby and how did you cope with all of that?
It was a very emotional time. In a way, it was kind of, I don't know, it's really hard to even think back on it, but I'll have an amazingly supportive husband. So, and his work was supportive as well. So he was able to take time off work. I have a great mum and a great mother-in-law who helped look after my daughter during the day as well. But there were times, especially within the 24 hours after chemotherapy, you're not allowed to hug your child. So those times were extremely hard.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. And is it a life-threatening disease?
It's one of the most, I suppose, curable cancers. It's an 85% success rate. So
that must have encouraged you a little bit at least.
It certainly did. It certainly did. So I'm now 4 years remission, which, yeah, every day and every year makes it easier.
Yeah, I bet. I must have just been like living in a fog for a while there. So how did the Mummy's Wish charity then come about?
Well, there was another woman in getting treatment at the same time I was, who I'd met a couple of times before. She was pregnant and receiving chemotherapy, which was at the time a little unheard of, that she'd done her research and actually asked the doctors to look further into having chemotherapy while pregnant.
Mm.
And yes, she had a gorgeous baby girl at 32 weeks and
wow.
Who was quite healthy. And unfortunately, Bernadette's cancer came back within 6 months of her treatment finishing. But she survived that next round of treatment as well. And we just both decided that there was something out there that we needed to do.
So what would you say the biggest challenges that you face when dealing with cancer when you have a young baby?
It would be it's the energy levels that you really need help with the little things, like with the house cleaning, with the gardening, with you really need lots of sleep to, so that you've got enough energy levels to look after yourself, as well as being able to then look after your child as well.
And what kind of feedback do you get from other mums about what they need and what kind of help, you know, means the most to them?
The other thing that we give to the mums, if they need it, is a laptop with internet access, so that if they do, unfortunately, have long stays in hospital, they can then Skype and see their children at home as well.
That's beautiful.
And it's being able to provide extra contact or more quality contact with their kids. So even if it is the house cleaning or gardening or just the little things, the babysitting, so that they can focus on getting healthy and focus on the quality time with their kids.
So is that what your charity mostly does, provides that practical help, the laptop, a bit of help with gardening or with housework, that kind of thing?
Yes, and if there's any other little thing that they need help with, such as fuel vouchers or grocery vouchers, car parking, which can be quite expensive hospitals.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, all the little things.
Well, it sounds like a much-needed charity. I guess I just want to touch on the emotional side, because I imagine that for a lot of people, I imagine that I would feel a little bit robbed of that very special time that a mum normally enjoys with her baby, that closeness that comes in those early months. Is that something that you hear or that you experienced?
I definitely experienced that, and I think back now that whenever I see a baby and I see how old they are and think, oh, I didn't have that time or that closeness with my daughter. However, you just have to focus on what time you do have with them and the quality of time that you can have, and looking towards the future so that you're having this treatment so that you can be a mum in the future.
Yep, and hopefully enjoy the next however many 30, 40 years. Hopefully.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. And become a grandparent.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that would be special. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Gail, for telling us a little bit about Mummy's Wish and your own story. I'm sure there's other people listening who've been through this. And thanks so much, Gail, for telling us a bit about it.
Thank you.
That's Gail Richardson. She's one of the co-founders of Mummy's Wish.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.